I just don't want to be consistent. You know, I think that's a big thing in our offensive room, you know. So, I mean, you know, we know that we all know what level we could play at, you know, and we want to play at that high level.
Did we see Julius open things up for you guys at all in that red zone? You guys were 5 for 5.
Yeah. I would say for sure. You know, I mean, he's a person that you definitely have to account for if you're a defense, you know. So, I mean, at any point in time when he's on the field, at whatever position he is on the field, you got to account for him.
Do you expect to score when you get to the 2-minute drill? Or you guys have had success at that so far?
For sure. You know, I think that's something that we put a lot of emphasis on throughout the course of the week. You know, something that we've done well at. You know, so I mean, just really continuing to just focus on that going into the game. You know, knowing what teams like to do, knowing the situation.
Do you like a fast tempo?
You know, I would say yeah. You know, I mean, it kind of is a change of pace. You know, so I mean, for us, we know the opportunity that we have, and, you know, and just putting the ball in Blake's hands in those 2 minutes. You know, we have really opportunity.
What's the most important part of a successful 2-minute drill? Is it communication?
Yeah, I would say for sure communication. You know, just making sure that everyone knows the concepts, know where they're supposed to be lined up. You know, and things like that.